What is one to do if he switched his talus with another person in shul? Everyone took off their talasim for the fabregin for the kiddush after shul. When you went to put yours back on, you later notice it's not yours. You actually have no idea whose it is or as to who took your talus. May you continue to use it. So the general ruling regarding one who switched an item with another person as recorded in the Gemara and Bava Basra, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph in the Mechaben Shulchan Aruch Hishin Mishpat 136 Halacha 2 in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Hichas Gzeila Ugneva Halacha 30 is that one who accidentally switched an item with another person is not allowed to use that item that he took, even if he knows the other person took his item and is using it against Halacha. Nonetheless, you're still not allowed to use the item you took of his, even though it was accidental. From here, it would seem that it would be prohibited due to the stealing prohibition to make use of another person's talis if you accidentally switched it with his. However, here comes another halacha that's specific for Hilchos Tzitzis that will change this ruling. You see, it's an explicit ruling in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 14, halacha 4, in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch 14, halacha 9 through 11, that it is permitted for one to borrow another person's talis without his permission. As we say, that a person doesn't mind another person doing a mitzvah with his item if it will not cause him any monetary loss. Accordingly, perhaps in the case that you switched your talis with someone else, it should be no different than borrowing someone's talis without permission, which is permitted to be done. And indeed, so rules and concludes the Birchas Habayis in chapter 37, halacha 10. The one who accidentally switched his talis with another person is allowed to use that talis of the other person that he now has in his possession until he is able to switch it back. And although it's ruled in Cheshen Mishpat, as we just learned, that it's forbidden due to stealing to use the item that you switched, this does not apply by a talis, since we assume people don't mind you using it until it's switched back, as we know that you may use someone's talis without his permission. And so is the final halacha.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.